Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
In at the Deep End. To borrow any money off you. I'm just trying to sell you something.
Oh, yes, something I've always wanted. 3 white mice at 5 new pence each. Do you think I'm stupid?
Ask me that after you've paid for the mice.
Get lost.
Well, I'll tell you what. 10 new pence for me toy trumpet, and I'll throw in a gobstopper for nothing.
A toy trumpet and a gobstopper?
Yeah, just think of the fun you could have, Susan, blowing and sucking at the same time.
Very funny. Look, stop holding me up. I've got to be at the office by 9 o'clock.
Well, I'll run you there on my bike. 1 new penny a mile plus extras.
Extras?
You'll want a cushion on me crossbar, won't you? Anyway, why are you going to work on a Saturday?
Oh, it's overtime. We're very busy at the office.
But you worked overtime every night last week. You must be making a bomb.
That's my affair. Now, where's my makeup?
You don't need makeup. You're beautiful enough as it is. Just look at that skin, that complexion, just like peaches and cream. Susan, you like being in clubs and things, don't you?
What are you trying to sell me now?
Oh, you'd have a marvellous time with this lot. Games, plenty of fresh air, smashing friends.
Go on, what am I supposed to join?
The Black Hand Gang. It's only 10 new pence.
Will you leave me alone?
Oh, you don't have to join right away. Any time before November the 5th. We'll be needing a guy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All we'll need is a mask for you, so your face won't frighten the people away.
Oh, you've changed your tune all of a sudden. Just now you were paying me compliments. My complexion was like peaches and cream.
Well, I was wrong. I meant stewed prunes and custard.
Out of my way, you cheeky monkey. I've got work to do. Goodbye.
Ooh, I do hate people who are bad-tempered in the morning. Now, where am I going to get this money from?
Has Susan gone to the office, Jimmy?
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am?
Yes?
While our Susan's away at work this morning,
yes?
Couldn't we move to an unknown address?
Oh, no. Jimmy Clitheroe, what is it that makes you dislike your sister so...
I don't know, ma'am, but whatever it is, I'm stuck with it. Can I run any errands for you?
Yes, you can run upstairs and tell your granddad his breakfast's ready. And no tickling his toes to wake him up.
I'll do better than that, ma'am. Put it on a tray and I'll take it up to him.
All right. But don't start any trouble with him. I don't think he'll be feeling very well this morning.
I'm not surprised after the smoking concert last night. I heard him when he got home, trying to get his pants off over his head.
Don't tell your lies.
Well, I'll tell you what isn't a lie. When he banged his big toe on the wardrobe, he said...
Oh, all right, all right. Take his breakfast up if you want to, but just behave yourself.
Good morning, sir. Room service. Come along, sir. Show a leg. Is that it? Put it back. Listen to him snoring. Now I know what his job was in the Merchant Navy. I bet he was the ship's hooter. Come along, sir. It's a fine summer's morning. The rain's lovely and warm, and in the trees the birds are coughing.
Oh, what's the matter? Oh, it's you, Jimmy. Oh, can you stop the noise?
Not without shoving cotton wool up your nose. Now, come along, sir. I've brought your breakfast up.
Please don't say it like that. Look, I don't think I feel like any...
It's only a snack.
What is it?
Cornflakes, toast and marmalade, egg, bacon and sausage and fried bread.
I can't manage all that.
Right then, let me see. Cornflakes, toast, marmalade... An egg, bacon and sausage. I'll eat them for you. You have the fried bread.
Look, just leave that tray there and clear out.
There's no need to shout at me. If you're going to be nasty, I won't let you take me out this afternoon.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. I'm taking you out.
Yes, I thought we might go to the swimming baths.
Well, think again. I'm not going.
Why? Don't you want anybody to see your knobbly knees?
I haven't got knobbly knees.
Well, come to the baths and prove it.
I am not going to the baths.
Well, that's nice. Spoiling my afternoon just because you don't want me to go to the swimming baths.
I don't mind you going to the swimming baths. It's just that I'm not taking you.
But you'd like me to go, Grandad.
If it'll make you happy, yes.
Oh, good. Give me 3 bob to get in.
3 bob?
Oh, sorry, Grandad. I should have said 20 new pence.
You should have said 15 new pence. 20 new pence is 4 bob.
And you're only giving me 3 bob?
Yes. No! I'm giving you 15 new pence. No, I'm not! Get out! I'm not paying for you.
But, Grandad, old friend...
Just pass me that plate of bacon and egg and sausage off that tray.
Oh, heck. All right. But I'd better be careful. My mum had it in the oven and she said it might be still hot. Oh,
look what you've done now.
Sorry, Grandad. It was hot.
Look at me. I've got fried egg all done in my pyjamas.
Oh, heck. Where did the bacon go?
Down the front of my vest.
Good. Should keep warm down there.
Take that tray and get out of here.
Certainly, sir. Hot coffee in 2 minutes.
Get out!
Whatever's the matter?
I think me granddad's off his food.
All right, just give me that serviette. You're wanted on the phone.
Me? Who is it?
It's your granddad's friend in the pensioners' club, Mr. Twig.
Toothless Tommy? What does he want?
He wants to know what time you'll be round at his house this afternoon to tidy out his garden shed and weed his allotment.
Oh, heck, that's a big job.
Yes, according to Mr. Twig, that's what you said 3 weeks ago when he paid you in advance to do it.
What?
Oh, yes, I remember. But, man, I'm going to the baths this afternoon. Look, tomorrow's Sunday. I'll do Mr. Twig's garden then, with the vicar.
The vicar?
Yes, every Sunday going to church, he calls out. It's a good day for doing the Lord's work. So tomorrow, I'll shout back, yes, let's go and weed one of his allotments for him.
Look, funny boy, you're going to do that job for Mr. Twig today. I'm going to cure you of this game. Go and tell Mr. Twig you'll be round at his house first thing after lunch.
Oh, all right. I suppose I'll have to go and do Mr. Twig's garden. But remember, you've stopped me going to the baths. So don't start complaining next week when my knees are dirty.
Now, don't forget, Jimmy, you'll be round at Mr. Twig's by 2 o'clock. That gives you a quarter of an hour to get there.
Yes, ma'am.
Your granddad and I are going down to the shops. We might not be back till 5 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
Lock the doors before you go out.
Yes, ma'am.
And take the back door key with you.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, Grandad.
And don't forget, I'll be checking with Tommy. You'll tidy out his garden shed, weed his allotment, and clean his greenhouse windows.
Yes, Grandad. And when I get home, I'll take down your football results for you.
The football season's months away.
It won't be by the time I've done all that work at Mr. Twig's.
Oh, come on, Pat, let's be off. I'll see who it is, Pat. Hurry up.
Right, Father. Now, don't forget, Jimmy. You'll do those jobs for Mr. Twig and on your own as well.
Hello, Mrs. Jimmy and Clitherope. Jimmy and Mother Clitherope. Mrs. Mr. Sinclair said go in here, so I've gone. Come, in.
Hello, Alfie. You'll have to excuse me.
Well, what have you done?
She means she's got to go out, you twit.
Oh, I see. Well, cheerio, Mrs. Clitherope. I'll see you when I get back.
Yes, cheerio, Alfie.
Yeah, but I mean, that's if I'm still here. I mean, I might see Susan first, and before I can see you, I've gone.
Yes, Alfie. I must go, Alfie. Cheerio.
Yeah, cheerio, Mrs. Ma'am. Clitherope. Oh, Jimmy, well, I'll be glad to see you or Susan today. She told me not to bother coming round during the week because of her working overtime. Honestly, it's so long since I saw her, I've nearly forgotten what she looks like.
You lucky thing. I'll remind you. She makes you think of Elizabeth Taylor. She's got a face like Richard Burton.
I'll thump you in a minute. Just tell her I'm here.
I will if you'll give me the money for the phone call.
Aye, but are you going to ring?
Ah, Susan's office to tell her you're here.
But it's Saturday. What's she doing at... Oh, heck. Oh, don't tell me she's working overtime again.
All right, I won't tell you, but she is. If you want to do any snogging today, Alfie, you'll have to borrow Mr. Twig's scarecrow.
Oh, shut up. Oh, well, that's it then. I can't take her out. Oh, the scarecrow. You're Susan. Oh, it's ruined my afternoon.
I know. It's funny you mentioning Mr. Twig, Alfie.
Yes, I wonder what made me... Did I?
Or was it the scarecrow you mentioned?
No, I mentioned Susan. She's like the scarecrow, you said. Man, she'd never scare me, but then I'm not a crow.
You just sound like a crow.
Yes, I'll give you such a smack.
You do, and I won't take you with me to the swimming baths.
Oh, good, I haven't been to the swimming baths for years. The last time I went was in the men's session and my trunks came off because it was my Uncle Charlie's and he's 18 stone. When he dives in, all the water dives out. not when my trunks came off. That was when I went with Gordon Philpott, so he used to call me Donald because I swam like a duck. He said, Debbie, just a minute, why am I going to the swimming baths?
Because the swimming baths are too heavy to bring here.
Right, there's Mr. Twig's house. Now, what are you going to tell him?
My hard luck story. I will hurt me arm falling off your bike.
Oh, I see. No, I don't. Hey, look.
I know what you're going to say, Alfie. How can I do his garden with one bad arm?
That's not what I mean. You hurt your arm falling off my bike, but you didn't fall off.
I know, but I'm going to now. Oh! Oh, my leg. I mean, my arm.
Oh, give over. You can't have hurt yourself. You only fell a couple of inches.
Yes, but it was all downhill. Give me a scarf.
What for?
To make a sling for me arm, so I can tell Mr. Twig I can't do his garden.
But you haven't hurt your arm.
How do you know? Are you a doctor?
Well, no, but I...
Then how do you know I haven't hurt my arm? Come on. Let's get round to the swimming baths.
Oh, right. Wait a minute. If you've got a bad arm, how can you swim?
That's what everybody says, Alfie. How does he do it? Pull with your arms. Kick with your legs. Pull with your arms.
It's not all that difficult, the breaststroke, is it, Jimmy?
Why, do you think you've got the hang of it?
Oof, positive I have.
Well, we'll see. I'm taking my hands away from under your tummy. Now!
Help, 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 I'm sinking!
Alfie, I have a feeling that you need another lesson. Come here, I'll rescue. Alfie, are you going to do the crawl again?
Yes, I am. Why?
I've got a message for you from the baths attendant.
What is it?
He says, would you mind doing it with your mouth shut? You're swallowing the water faster than they can pour it in the pool.
I can see I'm going to have trouble with you before the day's out. Just behave yourself.
Right, will the three of you come in the manager's office here so we can hear ourselves talk?
Constable, in all the time we're talking, that thief's getting further away with my 20 quid.
I have to get the particulars first, sir.
Yes, he's got to get it down in his boot, can't he, Alfie?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, so if...
Then he phones through to the station, doesn't he?
That's right.
Yes, now, if we can just get
then
down...
Then the girl sends a message to task force, quietly, quietly.
You what?
Softly, softly. Hello, is that Chief Inspector Watt? What? That's right, Watt. Have you got Radar, the police dog, with you? Woof, woof. Oh, Radar, I have a message for you from Mr. Barlow. Someone has stolen the water from the swimming baths. See if you can get on the trail of a man with a big bucket.
Now, that'll do. Look, sir, you say you had £20 in your wallet when it was stolen.
Yes, well, I meant to leave it at the office here when I came, but I forgot.
Yes, well, that was rather silly. Anyway, it's done. Now, you two saw the thief, you say?
Yes, no, but he did, Jimmy. But he didn't know till I told him what he'd seen. That he was the thief. No, not Jimmy. The bloke I didn't see.
Pardon? I mean, who saw what?
I saw the bloke looking in the cubicles. He went in 6 different ones. I thought he was just looking for somebody.
Yeah, but I told him he must have been the thief and he should tell you.
But you didn't see this man yourself, sir?
No, I couldn't.
No, he had his head underwater a lot. Because he was pretending to be a submarine.
But you weren't.
No, I was the depth charge. As he floated by, I jumped on him.
Luke, what's all this about?
I'm not sure. I mean, quiet a moment. Right, Sonny, do you think you'd know this man again, who you saw going into the cubicles?
Oh, yes, he looked a bit like me granddad.
Could you describe him for me?
Oh, he's about 65. He wears a kilt a lot and speaks with the Scots.
Not me granddad! The policeman means the thief. Well, he was old, and he had a pretty big tum, and a red sort of face, like me granddad on New Year's Eve.
Wait a minute, was he wearing a waistcoat with anything on it?
Yeah, a big sort of chain with medals and things on it.
Got him.
Oh, good, if you've caught him, we can all go home.
No. When I said got him, I meant I knew who he was, you blithering...
Hey, look, never mind him, Constable. Now, what do you mean?
I mean, I know who he is. Well, should I say I know somebody who fits that description, who has a record as a pickpocket.
Yeah, well, get him arrested before he spends my money.
No, not so fast, sir. There is a little matter of proof. So we'll have his address at the station, so I expect we'll bring him in to answer a few questions.
Yeah, well, I'll ask him some questions, all right.
Hey, if he's the thief, it means Jimmy's caught him.
Aye, if he is the man, we'll all be very grateful, aye, son.
Will you be grateful as well, mister?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yes, of course, yeah. If I get my money back, that is.
Yes, because you've lost your money now, and if you get it back, it's like me giving you £20, isn't it?
Well, I see. All right, son, if I get my money back, you're on a pound reward.
Oh, smashing! Right, Constable, you'd better get a move on before that thief starts spending my money.
Yes, Inspector, now, what's your name and address so we can call at your house when we want you to come to the station?
Well, it's Jimmy Clith... Hey, call at my house?
Aye.
But you can't, I mean, I'll come to see you.
Ah, but we won't know when we want you. We'll have to arrange an identification parade after we've got the man, and then your father can bring you over.
My father? I haven't... Oh, my father. Yes. Well, you can come any time, can't you?
Yeah. If they want me to come.
Oh, you're his father. Well, if we can find this man tonight, we'll try to arrange the parade for tomorrow. You don't work on Sundays, do you?
No, but I'm not his father, but I'm his father.
Sorry, Dad. The address is Mr. Alfred Hall, 15 Railway Terrace, and I'm Jimmy.
Railway Terrace, Jimmy Hall. All right, we'll be in touch with you.
If I should happen to be out, just leave a message with me, dear old dad.
Right. You know, see, you look quite young to have a boy of his age. Quite a surprise.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock for me.
Alfie?
No, thanks. I just want to know why I had to pretend I was your father.
All right. It was to save you getting into trouble.
Me?
Yes, if the police called here when my mum and my granddad were in, they'd know you took me to the baths when you shouldn't have.
Oh, I see. It was your idea to go to the bath.
Oh? Well, how did we get there?
On my motorbike. But
who paid?
Well, I did, because...
So if it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't have gone.
No, but...
I'm only a boy. You've had it, Alfie.
You little twist. If I get into trouble...
Don't worry. I'll keep your secret.
Oh, thanks, Jim. What do you mean?
Bye. I'm ready for a cup of tea, Pat.
So am I. Oh, Jim, how are you, son?
Me? Well, I'm fine.
Has the pain gone?
No, Alfie's still here.
Don't be funny. We just met Mr. Twig and he told us you were hurt.
Mr. Twig? Oh, yes. Oh, of course, yes. My arm. Oh, it's not hurting now.
You should be more careful, Alfie.
Yeah, what?
Oh, it wasn't all his fault.
Well, he shouldn't have taken you on his bike.
I shouldn't have taken him at all. Then I wouldn't be worrying about the police calling.
The police?
Yes, Mama. They took the other fella's number.
Oh, there was somebody else involved, was there? Who was it, Alfie?
I didn't see him. I had my head underwater.
Under his crash helmet. It fell over his eyes, and by the time Alfie looked up, he'd gone.
Did you see him, Jimmy?
Yes, so I told the policeman, didn't I, Alfie?
Yes, he said he had a big stomach and a red nose like Mr. Sinclair.
What?
Mr. Sinclair's friend, Higginbottom.
Yes, Higginbottom. Very funny, isn't it, Alfie?
Just a minute. There's something I don't understand here. Jimmy.
Oh, my arm.
I thought it didn't hurt.
Only when I laugh. Oh, it's all right again now. Did I hear you ask for tea, Grandad?
Eh? Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, I forgot. I'll go and put the kettle on.
Would you like some tea, Alfie?
No, thanks, he's going.
Yeah, am I? I am.
Come on, Alfie, I'll see you to the door.
Yeah, right. Ta-ta, Mr. Sinclair. Ta-ta, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Goodbye, Alfie.
Hey, why am I going? I'd like a cup of tea.
You're not staying for tea unless you can drink through your ears.
Drink through my ears?
Yes, so you can keep your big Mersey tunnel shut.
Wait till we get home, Jimmy Clitheroe. I'll tell Mother about you.
Tell her what?
You giggling during the vicar's sermon.
Well, what about me granddaddy? He was snoring.
He was not.
Well, he was breathing heavy then. Anyway, it was your fault I giggled, telling me the vicar called the numbers at the church bingo.
What about it?
Well, I kept expecting him to make a mistake when he announced the hymns. And now we'll sing hymn number 88, Two Fat Ladies. Eyes down for a full church.
I wish the vicar could hear you.
He wouldn't mind. The vicar's got a sense of humour, more than you have. If you did have, when you look in the mirror, you wouldn't be able to put your makeup on for laughing.
Very funny. Anyway, I'm going to have a chat with Mary Jackson over there, so my little brother will have to walk home all alone. You're not frightened of the bogeyman in the daylight, are you?
No, but I bet the bogeyman would be frightened of you in the daylight. She's asking for it. I think she's about due to find a frog in her bed again. Hello, it's Alfie, the tun-up terror.
Hello, Jimmy. It's me, Alfie.
Get away. I thought you were an insect from Doctor Who.
Listen, they've been to our house for me.
What, with a van?
Yes, no. A car. The coppers. Oh, what a carry-on. They asked for me dad. Well, not my dad, your dad, me. But my dad said I was his son, but not your granddad. He was. No. The policeman didn't understand.
I wonder why. Hey, you didn't tell him I wasn't your son, did you?
Oh, no. No, he just said I had to get you to go to the police station to find the man.
Why? Have they lost one?
Yeah, no. No, they found one, the thief. My dad thought the policeman had come to arrest me.
Why? What have you done?
Nothing.
Well, plead not guilty.
Oh, well, boss, shut up. Get on my bike. They're waiting for you at the police station to see if you can identify the thief.
Right, Alfie. This is it. £1 reward. While we're going, I'll work out how I can spend my money.
Your money? What about me?
All right, Alfie. I'll work out how to spend your money as well. How much have you got?
Constable Jones?
Yes, Sergeant.
And what's happened to the witness, the boy you went for?
I don't know, Sergeant. Saw his father an hour ago.
Well, did he say he was coming?
Think so.
You think so? Aren't you sure?
Not sure of anything after 5 minutes with Mr. Alfie Hall. He had me dizzy. Very nearly arrested myself for parking.
Well, if you don't get here soon, we'll have to dispense with the identification parade. I mean, some of those men have been waiting half an hour in that room.
Well, that reminds me, Sarge. I got the extra man you wanted for the lineup, but he said he couldn't wait long because he was on his way home for dinner.
Yeah, that's where I want to be.
Come on, you dope. I'm here, Constable. Oh.
I'm sorry we've been so long.
Yeah, so am I. Right, Jones, get the lineup ready and put the suspect with them.
Righto, Sergeant. Just give me 2 minutes and I'll be ready.
Where's the thief? Let's have a look at him and collect me pound.
All right, hold your horses. And now, son, in the next room, we have a lot of men lined up and I want you to go in and see if you recognise anyone, eh?
Is the thief in there?
That's what I want to find out.
Well, go and ask somebody then. I don't want to waste me time.
The man we suspect is in there, but you have to say whether he was the thief. Look, he's standing in the line with a lot of other men we brought in from the street.
Right you are, Sergeant. They're all yours.
Right, well, go on then, my lad. Follow me and don't speak to anyone. Just touch the man on the shoulder if you recognise him.
OK, Sarge. You wait here, Alfie. Put your feet up and rest your brain.
I'll put my feet somewhere else in a minute.
I see you're one of these modern fathers, are you, sir?
Me? Oh, very modern. I only started yesterday. what do you mean?
Well, letting your son call you Alfie.
Oh, that's nothing to what he called me on. Oh, never mind.
Help, Alfie, help. Ooh, ow, ooh.
What's the matter?
He clouted me. I'll never be able to sit down again.
Oh, the thief. He ate you because you recognised him.
No, I picked out the thief, put my hand on his shoulder, and then the bloke next to him put his hand round me collar.
What? Who was he?
Me blooming granddad. Fancy that copper picking me granddad out in the street. Oh, don't some mothers have unlucky sons?
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Brian Truman as the police constable, and Colin Edwin as the sergeant and the man who was robbed. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Post. I picked out the thief and got me pound. It was in me hands 2 seconds on the way to me granddad's pocket. The police said he pinched it off me. He said he was my granddad, so they thought Alfie was his son. It was a right mix-up. Then Alfie said he'd explain it all, and he did. After 2 minutes, the sergeant arrested him for being drunk. Ta-ra!